work that aligns with our values. And sometimes we're lucky enough to have someone from that organization come and share a little bit about the spiritual side of that work for them and what their organization does. So, Jen.
Thank you, and thanks for having me here this morning. I really appreciate the opportunity to come and visit with you all. So I was born in South Louisiana, and I regularly traveled back and forth between New Orleans and Baton Rouge to visit family when I was a little girl. And that area is known as Cancer Alley because of the density of chemical plants and oil refineries. And if you haven't been to that corner of the world, it's very overwhelming. Visually, you see these big plants stacked one on top of each other for miles. There are flares. You can see pollution coming from the smokestacks. You can smell the chemicals in the air. You can taste them on your tongue. Your eyes burn. And there's a lot of noise. There's loud banging. There's a lot of vibration. And it's happening 24 hours a day. And when I was a little girl and I looked out at the homes, at the schools, at the playgrounds near these plants, I saw people of color and I saw little kids that had far fewer resources than my family did. And even at that young age, I knew that just was not right. And at 6 years old, I wasn't quite sure how I was going to do it, but I knew I wanted to do something to change that. And those experiences are really what drove me to practice law, and specifically to Vermont Law School. I may not have been born here, but I got here as fast as I could. And through that training at Vermont Law School, they really look at the role of lawyers to empower individuals and communities that have been marginalized. And those experiences are why I work at Conservation Law Foundation. We work to protect our natural resources for benefit of all New Englanders. We work to fight climate change, and we work to build healthy communities. And we have a team of talented lawyers that are working on these challenges every day. And my personal mission, when I show up at work every day, I ask myself, what can I do today to help make sure that every child, every family has a safe and clean environment so that they can thrive? One of the most recent accomplishments that I'm most proud of is that we helped pass the strongest law in the nation to protect Vermont kids from lead and drinking water in schools and childcare centers. When the state found widespread lead contamination in Vermont schools, we knew that there was a potential that some schools were going to take action that had the resources or the parents that would demand it, and we knew that some schools might get left behind because of limited resources. So we worked with our partners and we worked with our leaders to put a law in the books to help make sure that every Vermont child has safe drinking water at school. And we made sure that schools had resources to do that, to do at least a small part to help address inequities across the state. You all know that we are facing really complicated and tough challenges in our communities as a state, as a country, and as part of this global community. It seems like every day we're chipping away at really fundamental principles of equality, and it sometimes feels like we're going backwards instead of forwards. But I'm not giving up. I believe that I do this work because I really strongly believe that we all have an obligation to use our unique gifts to advance equity, however we personally can contribute to that cause. And if we put our hearts and minds together and collectively lean in, we can do really hard things. We can accomplish great things to make this world a better place for all of us. Thank you, and I appreciate having the opportunity to visit with you all today, and thank you for your support.
The offering will now be received. I invite you to be as generous as you're able today. Please stand so we can receive the offering with the response printed in your order of service.